Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Lachlan with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, DRJ Investments have proposed plans to build a new 17-storey residential tower next to the Breakfast Creek Hotel, which itself was constructed in 1889. The plans exceed the height limit of the Albion neighbourhood by 7 storeys. However, Palace Design Group, a town planning firm who submitted an assessment report to Brisbane City Council on DRJ's behalf, has said that there are several other projects in the vicinity that have also exceeded the height limit. Because plans did not meet the council criteria, public submissions on the proposal will be open.
SunGuard Property Group have submitted plans for a two-tower development in Fortitude Valley, with a 25-storey tower facing Ann Street and another 20-storey tower building facing McLaughlin Street. This would approximately build 369 new homes to Brisbane's residential market and is among several similar proposals being put forward. Chief Executive Adrian Bogates said that Queensland Government's tax concessions for developers for building rental projects are a major factor in the company's submission.
In national news, the 26th World Mining Congress has come to Brisbane and Australia for the first time. Over 3,000 delegates from 70 countries attended the conference this week to discuss everything from artificial intelligence to NASA's plans for mining the moon. The Queensland government also caught criticism, most notably from BHP Chief Executive Mike Henry, over the hiking of coal royalties. Henry stated that BHP would not be investing any further growth dollars in Queensland under the current conditions. The comments came only hours after the Queensland government's $245 million critical mineral strategy was announced by Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk at the event. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers also reaffirmed that mining's value has never been so certain and its place in our country never more secure.
A joint committee of public accountants and audit has made 6 recommendations on overhauling how billions of dollars of the Commonwealth grants are allocated. The recommendations come after Labor members criticised the former coalition government of industrial-scale rorting for blatantly partisan purposes. Criticisms were notably levelled at the Urban Congestion Fund, with $4.8 billion, of which 136 projects were awarded to coalition-held seats, while Labor-held seats saw 26 projects awarded from the fund. Coalition members of the committee have also endorsed all recommendations put forward, however, have criticised the rhetoric used as being politically charged.
In international news, Australia has engaged with Japan in a 2-day naval exercise in the South China Sea while PLA Navy forces were in the vicinity. Australia's HMAS Anzac and a P-8A Poseidon aircraft took part in the exercise along with 2 Japanese naval vessels. The Australian Defence Department confirmed their presence in the region but didn't comment further.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently a toasty 10 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.